Hey, this is Steve Page, President and General Manager of Sonoma Raceway, and you are on the road with Dane on WGN.
I can't stay much longer, Melinda. The sun is getting high.
720 WGN, on the road with Dane here live on Michigan Avenue in Chicago. And as the NASCAR Monster Energy Cup Series heads west to one of the best tracks in the country and one of the most beautiful places in the country, bringing wine, food, and fast together for the Toyota Save Mart 350 at Sonoma Raceway. And on the line, we've got the guy leading so much of everything out there in Sonoma, his track president and GM, Steve Page. Welcome to WGN.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you.
So much history, right? 29 consecutive years for NASCAR there. I think 26 years for you. So you have lived through, experienced, and seen it all. And we know the excitement of a race weekend specifically for NASCAR is a unique experience. Got to be doubly unique. So give the listeners a little insight into the kind of excitement there in Sonoma.
Well, you know, I'm sitting here in my office, which is perched up on a hill, looking out over the mouth of the Sonoma Valley, which is one of the most beautiful places in the world. I am so fortunate to be able to sit and enjoy this view right now. And over the last few days, that view has been enhanced by about 2,000 RVs and campers, the rigs and all the support equipment for two different race series, the Monster Series and the K&N Series, and thousands of fans who are pouring in for what will be a great three-day event.
Now, we talk about, you know, just the drivers and some of the aptitudes in the tracks. Tracks are as big as stars of the drivers in so many different senses. But the road courses, you know, for the stock car drivers have always been a little bit of a unique challenge. And you see some of those biggest names in NASCAR have troubles on some of the road courses. Interesting to see, with all that history and you having been there the entire time, that with the crop of drivers that we have now racing in stock car's highest series, you've got, you know, Kyle Larson and Clint Bowyer as guys who have had some of the best times in practice and in racing. So maybe the modern drivers we have racing today are maybe the best fitted to race at Sonoma.
You know, it's been quite an evolution. When I got here 26 years ago, there was, you know, Ricky Rudd and Rusty Wallace and a couple other guys that you pretty much knew were going to win the road course race. And that has really changed. We had, I think we've had 11 different winners over the course of the last 12 years. And it is different. They start the season in Daytona in February, and we're in the last weekend in June, and these guys are going to make their first right turn of the year on Sunday. So it does shake things up, but these guys are so good that there's very few drivers in the field these days that you say probably don't have a chance to win it. And all the top guys, even the ones that that grew up driving nothing but oval tracks, have developed their chops on a road course. A lot of them work real hard on simulators, and so we've got a pretty good field of drivers that could end up in victory lane on Sunday.
When it comes to professional sports, you know, NASCAR, it's kind of like the hardest working guys. They got almost the longest season going from February into November. It is almost nonstop, and there are so many things to do. Plus, it's all across the country, so it's tough to get out there and practice and do some of the recon. You mentioned the simulator, so in the modern day, they have the ability to do that. I know we had a testing session for some tires here at Chicagoland maybe a couple weeks ago, but for the drivers now, do they try to sneak away and get out and see you and do some testing, especially on something they don't see?
Some of them will come out. There are testing restrictions in terms of coming out and actually running in a cup car, but over the years, a lot of them have come out and taken schools and driven cars that are not what they drive in the race, but to give them some familiarity on the road course. A lot of them sneak in and out of town. We don't always know that they're here. But I know Jeff Gordon came out with Chase Elliott last year, and yep, undercover, we found out about it. But they were just driving some of the racing school cars. But it was familiarity with this course, because it's a very, very challenging course, a lot of elevation change, some off-camber corners, and it is a lot more aggressive in some ways than your typical road course like a Road America, which has long straightaways. This one, you are always shifting, braking. There's really not a point where you can catch your breath and sort of settle in on a long straightaway. It's a lot of work to get around this road course.
Well, I would hope they would have to at least check in a little bit. They couldn't just, like, really literally sneak on. But, you know, they probably, you know, people know them, like, hey, it's Jeff Gordon. They're going to let them kind of check out the course if they can, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, you know, if someone signs up for our racing school, which is out here all the time, you know, they can do that pretty anonymously.
You guys are like, hey, you look a lot like Jeff Gordon. You know?
Yeah.
All right, let the listeners know we're talking with Steve Page. He is the GM and president out there at Sonoma Raceway. We've kind of touched on it, that the crop of racers that people are going to be seeing tomorrow on race day for the Toyota Save Mart 350 may be the best equipped and prepared to race. But you guys have had, like I said, so much history with so many iconic drivers in the sport, and you're going to be celebrating that as well. You've got Richard Petty's 80th birthday coming up. We talked with Kyle maybe a couple weeks ago. Stuff happened at tracks across the country for that. And then, you know, one of the other great, great, great names and fan favorites, Dale Jr., it's his last race.
It is. And, you know, we're doing a few things to help the fans celebrate on Sunday and say thank you to Dale. And we've got a gift that we will be giving him this afternoon. That he is, he's been a special fan favorite here, as he is all over the country, and his father won his first ever road course race on this track. So the Earnhardt name is big in Sonoma. It's big in Northern California, and we're going to make sure that Dale knows how much we appreciate him.
You know, when I talk to drivers, of course, and we ask them on occasion, you know, they've got some great places to win at, you know, where there's a lot of prestige, and Sonoma certainly has that. But one of their favorite places to go, where the wives and the families always want to go, is Sonoma. And so it comes down to, you know, obviously so much great stuff in the area with, you know, the wine and the food and all the accoutrements of lifestyle that you guys have to offer. So describe that a little bit. Number one, you know, the area kind of where you guys are situated, because I know the social media, a lot of the drivers are checking out places in the area. And then specifically, you know, during race day on the track, what do you have that is kind of uniquely Sonoma that you have for the fans?
Well, first of all, we are about 30 minutes north of San Francisco, at the mouth of the Sonoma Valley, which leads up into some of the best wine country in the world, where we have the Sonoma Valley that we live in, and over the hill we have the Napa Valley just on the other side of the Mayacamas Ridge. Grapes, great lifestyle. I feel so fortunate to wake up in Sonoma every morning. And great gourmet culture, a lot of places to do stuff outdoors, shop, and just enjoy this beautiful climate and the beautiful landscape. And obviously, San Francisco is 30 minutes away, so it is a great destination. And I know that the drivers' families love coming out here and enjoying all that the area has to offer. We do a lot of creative things with the cuisine at the track. You know, it's NASCAR and it's no holds barred. Forget your diet. So we do have your typical fair food. You know, you can get a great hot dog or a cheeseburger or a funnel cake and the kind of stuff you get at the state fair. But we've also got some uniquely Sonoma offerings. Probably the most popular that we introduced last year is a Dungeness crab cake on a stick, which was, we weren't quite sure how that would go over, and it was a huge fan favorite. We actually had to rename it last year because it looks like a corn dog, and we called it the crab cake corn dog. And people bought it and said, where's the hot dog? Because there's no hot dog in it.
Really?
We've renamed it the Sonoma crab cake on a stick, and we've had it's been a very, very popular offering. We've got waffle sandwiches. We've got homemade pretzels. We've just go down the list of all the things that if you just come here to eat, you can have a great day.
I don't think anyone should feel slighted if they find a Dungeness crab inside there, and I'm doing the air quotes now, their corn dog.
Yes, so, right.
So I think that is great. And so for the day itself and for people that are out there and experience it are going to want to make it a stop on their calendar next year as they get out and see racing and see some of the best places in the country, what are some of the, like, is there like any kind of sponsor activations or fun family stuff?
This year we have a strong relationship with Pixar and Disney. John Lasseter, who is the head of animation and creative director for Disney and Pixar, is a neighbor of ours in Sonoma. And we have been involved with them from the time Pixar started releasing movies. And we have a lot of activity built around the release of Cars 3 last week, which is currently the highest grossing movie in the country. We have the Road to the Races Cars 3 display with life-size version of the versions of the car characters. Cristela Alonso, who is the voice of the Cruz Ramirez character, is our Grand Marshal. And we also do, I think, probably the best air show at any track in the country. We have a 25-minute show on Sunday with a group called the Patriot Jets, who are all retired military pilots, and I would put our air show right up with the Blue Angels of the Thunderbirds as one of the best jet air shows you'll ever see.
Wow.
We've got we've got a lot of fun. We've got an open public drivers meeting. We have the party with Petty, which you mentioned. We're celebrating Richard's 80th birthday. So it is a multi-day festival. We've got campers who come in and spend 4 or 5 nights with us just to take it all in. It is a very full weekend.
It is, I am sure. Well, you know, a race weekend is always exciting when everything converges, the racing world, and of course the great friends over at Fox are going to do an excellent job with the broadcast for the Toyota Save Mart 350. And then the last thing is when, you know, the smoke clears, and you mentioned it, driving schools and a lot of ways for people to make Sonoma Raceway one of the attractions that they see when they go out and visit California. Is there the website for the track? And then what other things can people do? I mean, throughout the course of the year, I'm sure there's tons of events going on at the race.
There are. In fact, this track is booked busy about 340 days a year with some sort of on-track activity. We have our major spectator events, obviously this weekend being the biggest, but 4 weeks from now, we have the Toyota NHRA Nationals with the 330-mile-an-hour top fuel dragsters and funny cars. And then in September, we host the season finale for the Verizon IndyCar Series, and we'll crown the IndyCar champ here on September 17th. So we're very busy with professional racing, but it's also a real center for amateur racing, vintage cars, drag racing. We have drag races every Wednesday night, amateur drags, racing schools, testing. It is a very constant stream of activity on our track.
Some of the biggest racing events in the country happening there at Sonoma Raceway, and kind of a mecca for everyone in 340 days a year. Wow. So there are a lot of people getting out there and enjoying what it is that you have enjoyed as the president and GM for the last 26 years. So, Steve, we'll let you get back to taking care of things as we are getting towards race day. And if you want to give us the website before we let you go.
SonomaRaceway.com or download the app on your smartphone.
Steve Page from Sonoma Raceway, thanks so much for what you're doing, and thanks for being on WGN today.
Thank you, Dan. It's been a pleasure.